Blackstone Audio presents The 4-Hour Work Week. Escape 9-to-5, live anywhere, and join the new rich. By Timothy Ferris. For my parents, Donald and Francis Ferris, who taught a little hellion that marching to a different drummer was a good thing. I love you both and owe you everything. First and foremost. Fact. Doubters read this. Is lifestyle design for you? Chances are good that it is. Here are some of the most common doubts and fears that people have before taking the leap and joining the new rich. Do I have to quit my job? Do I have to be a risk taker? No on both counts. From using Jedi mind tricks to disappear from the office to designing businesses that finance your lifestyle, there are paths for every comfort level. How does a Fortune 500 employee explore the hidden jewels of China for a month and use technology to cover his tracks? How do you create a hands-off business that generates $80,000 per month with no management? It's all here. Do I have to be a single 20-something? Not at all. This book is for anyone who is sick of the deferred life plan and wants to live life large instead of postpone it. Case studies range from a Lamborghini-driving 21-year-old to a single mother who traveled the world for 5 months with her two children. If you're sick of the standard menu of options and prepared to enter a world of infinite options, this book is for you. Do I have to travel? I just want more time. No, it's just one option. The objective is to create freedom of time and place and use both however you want. Do I need to be born rich? No. My parents have never made more than $50,000 per year combined, and I've worked since age 14. I'm no Rockefeller, and you needn't be either. Do I need to be an Ivy League graduate? Nope. Most of the role models in this book didn't go to the Harvards of the world, and some are dropouts. Top academic institutions are wonderful. But there are unrecognized benefits to not coming out of one. Grads from top schools are funneled into high-income 80-hour-per-week jobs, and 15 to 30 years of soul-crushing work has been accepted as the default path. How do I know? I've been there and seen the destruction. This book reverses it.